Broadcasting from high above the reserve, this is Radio Harambe.
Jumbo, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Radio Harambe. I am flying solo today as I give you a little bit of news. It'll be a relatively short show, but before we do that, I want to direct your attention to our TeePublic store, where all sorts of shirts and hoodies and magnets and whatnot, coffee mugs, things like that, you can buy with Disney Animal Kingdom and Disney Animal Kingdom Lodge logos and designs, almost all of which have been done by my usual co-host, Christina. They are awesome, and every single dime that we make gets to conservation. We are now raising money for gorilla conservation and the Diane Fossey Foundation. So go and buy a t-shirt, buy a coffee mug, buy a sticker, whatever you'd like, and know that every single dime that we make goes to conservation. You can buy all sorts of designs. They run the gamut from all sorts of things all around Disney's Animal Kingdom and Animal Kingdom Lodge. With Dinoland on the endangered species list, maybe you want to get a Restaurantosaurus or a Trilobites or a Countdown to Extinction t-shirts. So go ahead on there. Dr. Seeker's Travel Company is another one that we have. Go on there, get those t-shirts, and so go ahead, check them out, and you will enjoy walking around the parks with them. Now, let's talk a little bit about news at Disney's Animal Kingdom. There's a couple of news stories that are somewhat interesting. First of all, Disney's Animal Kingdom has premiered new park maps, new design on the cover, and lots of information for these paper maps, one of the few places on Earth that still do paper maps. But you can go on there, get all the information about shopping and attractions and dining and all that kind of stuff. But oddly enough, as usual with these park maps, at least for Disney's Animal Kingdom, not a lot of information on the various entertainment offerings. Winged Encounters isn't on there, for example. They talk about the Nemo Show, and they talk about the Wilderness Explorers, thankfully, but they don't talk about things like Winged Encounters and other things. Viva Gaia or some of the music that's involved in Disney's Animal Kingdom. So that's a little disappointing that you're not given information about that, although, frankly, I think Winged Encounters is best served as a surprise. I know a lot of people who are not Disney aficionados and certainly not listening to this show, are surprised when they see macaws flying overhead and landing in front of the Tree of Life. So that is kind of cool. There has been a few news stories regarding Disney's meet and greet characters. Zootopia, which possibly, as we have all heard the rumors, possibly will be coming to Disney's Animal Kingdom under the Tree of Life, some sort of Zootopia show replacing It's Tough to Be a Bug. Well, on Discovery Island, the two characters, the two lead characters, like Judy Hopps, and are doing meet and greets at Disney's Animal Kingdom. Going back to the maps, this is another thing that is not really given a lot of information to guests on these various meet and greets, because there are more and more popping up at Disney's Animal Kingdom every day. Recently this week, for example, Thumper and Eeyore were greeting guests just outside of Conservation Station for the meet and greet aficionados who love to, collect the signatures and their photos with as many different characters as they can get. Thumper and Eeyore are somewhat obscure, not regularly visible to the guests for meet and greets. So that was a bonanza for the meet and greet lovers. There have also been some additional meet and greets that have begun to pop up more regularly at Disney's Animal Kingdom. And that is Pocahontas, Goofy, and Pluto are now again meeting guests throughout the park. For the longest time, we have not really had too many meet and greets at Disney's Animal Kingdom. And for a while, we had the flotillas, as they called them. And I'm sure you know about the boats that would go around the Discovery River with characters on it. I know Scrooge some of the characters, various characters were meeting and greeting, so to speak, from the flotilla, Goofy and Pluto being two of them. But those flotillas are now retired, so you no longer see Chip and Dale on there, or I think the Rescue Rangers were one of the ones. But anyway, the flotillas are now basically retired in terms of showing guests characters and characters waving to guests walking along the park. Instead, now you're getting the meet and greets coming back to the various lands. Pluto, for example, I believe is in Dinoland currently. So Pocahontas, Goofy, and Pluto are back regularly for that. The only flotilla that is currently being used is Music One. I think Viva Gaia, they start in the Discovery River Theater and then make their way slowly around the Discovery River until they come back to the theater so that guests can enjoy the music. I have talked about this on other shows about how I think the river needs to be featured more. I'm waiting for the day that a new show will be coming to the Discovery River Theater, where, of course, Rivers of Light was. Any use they have of the river, I am for. So some music on there is great, and hopefully that will continue. One more bit of news until I get to an article that I want to draw your attention to. The other bit of news is a baby Addix was born at the Jumbo House over at Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge. Addix are critically endangered. In fact, there are none in the wild any longer. They're only found at various reserves and zoos like Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge. So the fact that a baby was born of these critically endangered species is fantastic news. So if you're over at Jumbo House, see if you can go find the baby Addix. The Addix are usually in the savanna that's over by the pool. So let's go over there, see if you can find the baby Addix. They're a beautiful antelope, very soft white color and beautiful horns. So check it out and know that these are critically endangered. So it's great news that Disney's had a baby Addix born. Now, before I leave you for the evening and, thank you for listening, I just want to touch base on an article I read, and I thought it was kind of interesting, and it actually had some relatively specific information about what is coming to Disney's Animal Kingdom in the form of the Tropical Americas land, rumored to be replacing Dinoland. The article, if you want to go see it, is from a website called That Park Place. Again, this is not official. It's just a website that purports to have some insider information. We will see if it's true, but I wanted to kind of touch base on it a little bit and give you some of the things, because some of the things that they do say I have heard from other sources as well. So, but this was the most specific one I have seen recently. They talk about the Tropical Americas will actually be based around a village called Esperanza, which is Spanish for, I think it's hope. So that may be the title of the land, like Harambe and Anandapur. We may have Esperanza as the name of the village that surrounds the Tropical Americas Pavilion. It did say that they are building a carousel there. The carousel would essentially be where the Boneyard currently is. They also mentioned that there is going to be a super state-of-the-art trackless ride based around Encanto. We all know that that movie is going to be an attraction here at Disney's Animal Kingdom, assuming they do the Tropical Americas. I have said on numerous different forums, whether this show or on social media, man, I wish they would just build a Columbia Epcot Pavilion with an Encanto trackless ride there. I think that would be much better. But it seems like we're getting it here at Disney's Animal Kingdom. The article did say the area is going to be light on real animals. Didn't say devoid of it. It just said light on it, which I had assumed all along. There is going to be a restaurant themed to Coco. It is going to be exactly where Restaurantosaurus is. It is a lot easier to build the restaurant in the same exact place that there is currently a restaurant, because it's very difficult to build, or very expensive, I should say, to build new bathrooms and new kitchens when they can just reskin a building. So I anticipate the Coco-themed restaurant, if that's what it truly will be, to be over at where Restaurantosaurus is. But the real crux of this article is about the information they give on the potential for an Indiana Jones ride. As we have been talking about and we have assumed ever since this came out, and certainly ever since they showed the concept art where the Indiana Jones ride is exactly where the dinosaur ride is, that they would just reskin that building as well and create an Indiana Jones ride based upon that track. Of course, the track of the dinosaur ride is identical to the track at the Indiana Jones ride in Disneyland, which for any of you who have not been to California and Disneyland, Indiana Jones there is a spectacular attraction and, I would say, better than Dinosaur. Now, here's the interesting part. It will be the same track. So it will be the same track that's in the Indiana Jones ride in Disneyland, but it will not be a clone of that ride. Instead, it's going to be a completely different story, completely different effects. It is going to be based around Indiana Jones and the Mayan god of snakes named Kukulkan. And the story that this website was reporting was that it has something to do with retrieving an egg and being chased by Kukulkan, and you and Indiana Jones are trying to retrieve this relic, et cetera, et cetera. So I like the fact that it is not, or it may not be, a complete carbon copy of the Indiana Jones ride in Disneyland. A different ride just is better for all involved. I mean, I guess it would be a little bit cheaper just to clone it, but I like the fact that they're not doing that. I would anticipate, however, that the animatronics would be just reused. That's not to say that there will be dinosaurs found throughout the Indiana Jones ride, but instead they will reskin those animatronic figures to be used in the Indiana Jones ride in Animal Kingdom. So, you know, take a look at that article. You know, some interesting information about the name of the area, about the details on the Indiana Jones ride. I think those are both interesting and, you know, certainly plausible in terms of possibilities. Like I said, I have not heard Esperanza, and I have not heard, you know, the Mayan god of snakes being the basis of the Indiana Jones ride. But otherwise, that article I've heard, you know, some of the things they say there on other websites and rumors and things like that. So that is today's episode of Radio Harambe. I would again reiterate that you go to our TeePublic store and you can find the links in the show notes here for this particular show or any of our most shows of the last year or so. Just click on the link there and go right to our TeePublic stage. If you're not there, you can see it on my Twitter page at JohnBoreEveryone or X, if you want to call it that, or our Instagram website, our Instagram profiles, Disney's Animal Kingdom or Safari_Mike. There's also a Disney's Animal Kingdoms thread linked to the Instagram. So feel free, go check any of those out. And feel free to email us, jumbleroy1@gmail.com, if you have any questions or thoughts. In fact, I recently got an email asking for a couple of different Safari My Planet watches, which I've done. I've done the leopard, and I will be doing another one soon like that. So next week, check that out. But, if you have any questions, any comments, you know, feel free to email us at jumbleroy1.com. And also go on Apple, go on iTunes, give us a 5-star review. We love those. Anyway, so that's today's episode of Radio Harambe. I want to thank you for listening. Kwaharini, and go well. Kwa-ku, kwa-ku, na-ku, na-ku, na-ku.